Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast here on CJMQ. This program is brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, which gathers Sunday by Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at its building at 256 Rue Queen Street, Lennoxville. My name is Nigel Parker, and I'm the minister of the congregation. So I say welcome to you, whatever your church connection may be, indeed, whether you have a church connection or not. At the request of the Legion of Canada, the 7th of November is observed in the churches as Remembrance Sunday, this being the Sunday before the 11th day of the 11th month. Every year on November 11th, in front of the National War Memorial, Canadians of all ages surge forward at the conclusion of the National Remembrance Ceremony and quietly surround the tomb of the unknown soldier. When the crowd thins and the last person moves on with their day, the tomb is left covered with red LaBelle poppies. Established in May 2000 and occupying a place of honour at the foot of the National War Memorial, the tomb is the final resting place for a soldier who died in the First World War. It's also a lasting memorial to all Canadians who fell, or may fall, in war, past, present and future.
Thank you.
a psalm often used at Remembrance Tide. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Let us pray. Ever-living God, on this Remembrance Sunday, we remember all those who have fallen in the storms of war. The world in which we live is still marked and disfigured by violence and injustice, sorrow and pain. Those who fell in war sought to bring about a better world and a more just peace. May we who come after them find the resources and grace to make their dreams come true, to be the answer to their prayers, to be the appropriate response to their sacrifice. We thank you that in love for us you gave us Jesus, who is our peace. In him you reconciled us to yourself. Following his example, may we be reconciled one to the other. We confess that we sin against one another in thought and word and deed, in the good that we don't do, as well as in the wrong that we do do. Forgive us, Lord, for the sake of Jesus. Thank you that in him our sins are forgiven. Amen. It has been my privilege to have visited many of the First World War European battlefields, and along the way paid tribute at sites that are indeed dear to the hearts of Canadians as well as other allies. I have visited Vimy Ridge in France, not once, but twice. I've walked over the ground at Beaumont Hamel, at which the Newfoundland Regiment were cut down on the first day of the Battle of the Somme. I've also visited the Commonwealth War Grave Cemeteries at the Normandy D-Day beaches, and in the Netherlands visited Arnhem, site of Operation Market Garden, a bridge too far. Canadians fought there too. In time to come, I may have the opportunity to share some of the stories of these places. But you too will have thoughts of places that are near to you, if not having been there, but perhaps connected to you by your family's story and sacrifice. Let me tell you about one place special to me after the next musical item. Essex Farm Cemetery is about 6 kilometres north of the town of Ypres, or Ypres as it would be in French at the time of the First World War. I was on a little minibus of folks who had stopped there, and we admired the graves and the stone of remembrance and heard something of the story of those who fell in that particular place next to the canal. The graveyard there had grown because it was next to what had been an advanced field dressing station. When the medics could do no more, the mortal remains were laid to rest nearby. One of the medics there was a Canadian by the name of John McCrae. He was serving both as a major and a military doctor and was second in command of the 1st Brigade of the Canadian Field Artillery. The field guns of his own brigade's batteries were in position on the west bank of the canal, about 2 kilometres north of Ypres. The brigade had arrived there in the early hours of the 23rd of April 1915. It is believed that the death of his friend, Alexis Helmer, was the inspiration for McCrae's poem In Flanders Fields. The exact details of when the first draft was written may never be known because there were various accounts by those who were with McCrae at that time. One says that he was seen writing the poem the next day, sitting on the rear step of an ambulance while looking at Helmer's grave and the vivid red poppies that were springing up amongst the graves in the burial ground. Another account says that McCrae was so upset after Helmer's burial that he wrote the poem in 20 minutes to attempt to compose himself. And a third account by his commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Morrison, states that John told him he drafted the poem partly to pass the time between the arrival of two groups of wounded at the first aid post, and partly to experiment with different variations of the poem's metre. We do not know when, but here is what he wrote. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. So it was that on a visit to that graveyard, I was able to read aloud that poem to the group that was assembled there, just a few metres from where it was composed, and now I have read it in the land of John McCrae's birth. And for several decades, the Legion has depended on a small but sacred symbol to express the remembrance of those killed in war or on other Canadian Forces missions. Our third musical item.
Near to the heart of God, a place
Reading from John's Gospel, chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. When Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends," there's no doubt that he was referring to his own then forthcoming death on the cross. This is where he will go. It will not be a tragic accident. It will not simply be the forces of history. It will not be against Jesus' will, he says, that he will lay down his life. It's a deliberate and purposeful. It's his intention. It's not that he'll risk his life and perhaps he will die. Jesus will consciously lay down his life in love. George Carey, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, once observed that a young man does not show his love for a young woman by throwing himself off a cliff. Laying down your life can only be a sign of love if it's done for a particular purpose, if it's done to achieve something. And this is where Christ laying down his life is a sign of love. He demonstrates his Father's love for the world by dying the death our sins deserve in our place, to bring reconciliation. The Father and the Son are in partnership to bring sinful humanity back within the circumference of God's love. Notice how Jesus speaks about love in the highest degree. We use the word love to talk about all kinds of things. I love pizza, I love my dog, I love my wife, I love the Lord. Perhaps we don't mean the same thing every time we use the word love. Love takes many different forms. But Jesus speaks about the highest love, no greater love. What kind of love is that? It's the kind of love that's reflected on the battlefields and the graveyards around the world. It's a love that makes a choice, more than just an emotional response. It's more than just what is felt. It's what people choose. This day, we remember the love of God, but we remember the love of those who chose to lay down their lives, to go into conflict for our sake. Secondly, it's love in action. It's love that does stuff. The world is littered with letters and cards and songs and lips that all profess the greatest love, but the real test is not in what is said, but what is done. Laying down your life is not just a feeling you have inside, but it's something you do. It's a love that costs. Valentine's Day, some people give expensive gifts as an expression of love, of gold and diamond rings or dozens of roses or boxes of candy. But this kind of love offers the one it loves what is supremely valuable: a life. Love is a choice. Love is an action. Love costs. This is the love of God in Christ Jesus for us. This is a love we remember in those who laid down their lives on the battlefields. Our next musical item.
Thank you.
we join together in prayers. Holy One, we come before you now with praise and thanksgiving, as well as sorrow and concern in our hearts. With gratitude on this Remembrance Sunday, we call to mind the soldiers, sailors, air personnel, and RCMPs who have paid the ultimate price that we might live in freedom. We remember those who died in distant wars and those more recent. By sacrificing their lives, they left us the responsibility and the duty to continue their work on the things that make for peace. From generation to generation, may their valour and selflessness never be forgotten. We're mindful today of the effects of military life on the body, mind, and spirit. Give courage, comfort, and healing to all those who suffer wounds, both visible and invisible. Help us to remember that the effects of conflict reach far beyond the battlefield and can last a lifetime. Help us provide the support our service members need to live happy and healthy lives. Lest we forget, the families and friends of our service members share in the burdens of military life. Bring comfort and strength to the relatives and friends of those who serve. When they're separated from one another due to deployments or other operational requirements, may their bonds be strengthened. Let us pray for peacemakers and peacekeepers, for those who seek to keep this world secure and free. May God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, we ask for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. All these things we ask in the name of the one who came to show us your ways and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.